Apparently, I make a very acceptable omelette for one very special customer. However, this cannot be done without first breaking eggs. It is also sometimes in life that things have to be knocked down in order to make something wholesome and better. Excuse me. Recently, I've been working in the garden. We had inherited a bit of a mess. There was an old path that used to lead at some point in the past to a summer house, which is no longer there. This rough path had been made by previous owners from a deep layer of concrete and then covered in paving slabs. The slabs were all cut at angles to take the path off in a slight curve. I'd been looking at this problem for about 18 months and felt moved to start by breaking it all up. Not easy, but I have a trusty sledgehammer. This is quite back-breaking work, but immensely satisfying once I got into it. The slabs came off quite easily, but the concrete base was the tricky bit. As you know, Martin. As I worked on, I realised that sometimes I could hit a piece and it would shatter into many small parts. At other times, I hit a lump of concrete and almost nothing happened except to give me a juddering jolt. You may be pleased to know that I've succeeded in creating a huge pile of rubble, which is not quite as tasty as an omelette, but it will be usefully recycled as the base of a new path. Are you with me so far?
Oh, God, yes.
Well, a thought struck me about this work. I was making a straight path from a crooked one. In Proverbs 3, verse 6, it says, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." And in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Now it gets personal. About 20 years ago in my life, it was all a mess. I'd worked too hard and always had material things as my goal. I was burnt out, and my first marriage sadly came to an end. On November the 11th, 1999, I was hit by a kind of sledgehammer. Not literally, but the effect was life-changing. I was in Ypres at the Menin Gate for the remembrance service and had what for me was my turning point. As the poppies fell through the roof of the open gate, you can see them fluttering down. My heart opened and I had to forgive my father. He and I had not seen each other since he'd left my mother in 1975. And from that time on, I had also had no communication with my cousins and uncle and aunt in Suffolk. I then wanted very much to speak to my father. But of course, he passed away. He passed away in 1994. And I was about 6 years too late. But what happened after that was the beginning of my searching, and I went back to Suffolk and was lovingly accepted by my relatives, and it was as if the years in between had melted away. My aunt and uncle, both now deceased, told me that they'd never stopped praying for me, and they were so kind and helpful to me that I began to wonder about church. I'd never really understood anything about Christianity and regarded it all as a bit wacky, especially the bit where I was told you eat the body of Christ and drink his blood. Quite a bit later on, I found an Alpha course, and then all the pieces fell into place. I gave my life to Jesus, and he has indeed made my path straight. I thank God for this, and I thank Jesus for coming to me under the Menin Gate and whispering in my ear, "Forgive your dad." Going back to that omelette, unless the eggs are broken, we stay hungry.